Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 41. My name is Matt, and this is a weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks for listening this week and for checking out all the great shows over at podnuts.com. I hope everyone had a great holiday season. We've got a great episode for you lined up today. And first things first, starting off 2017, as I mentioned last time, one of my goals is to branch out with all of my creative ventures. And just recently, we launched mrptechreviews.com. It's a fun website for me to try new things and to get information out there in multiple ways. And one of the things that I started doing this week is I started posting short articles on things that interest me or other topics that may come up in between podcast episodes. And one of those things that I did a full written review on was the Amazon Fire HD 8 that I spoke about in last week's episode. And if you'd like to take a quick read through that, you can find that over at mrptechreviews.com. And if you're interested in getting those articles as they come out, or short blog posts as they come out, if you use apps like Feedly or any other news aggregator, feel free just to throw that website into those apps, and you should be able to get out new information as soon as I post it. So encourage you all to do that. So this week, what I'm going to do is I want to bring up a couple of different topics. And one of those things that I have been discussing recently, I've been talking a little bit about macOS Sierra, and I have some other things that I'd like to bring up concerning Mac for the first episode here in 2017. So back maybe 5 or 6 episodes ago, I sort of made fun of the Apple Touch Bar that's on the new MacBook Pros. And I called it a gimmick to get those Mac fanboys to go purchase the latest MacBook Pro. And just recently I came across an article about an iPad app that you can try this new Touch Bar feature in without spending the money on a new MacBook Pro. So the name of the iOS app pick that I'm going to give today is called the Duet Display. What it actually does is it takes your iPad and turns it into an external monitor for your MacBook or any other Mac computer that you have. And the app itself costs $9.99 right now. I believe it's on sale for 50% off. And one of the features that it provides, if you choose to turn it on, is this touch bar type functionality that you would have on the new MacBook Pros. So I was given an iTunes card for Christmas, and one of the things that I wanted to do, I decided I was going to try this app out, Duet Display. And I'm giving it a shot here for this podcast. I have it working as a dual monitor. And the touch functionalities are all there. And I really enjoy being able to try out the new touch bar. And what did I think? After giving it a shot for a little while, I still think it's a gimmick. There is no functionality here that I find useful. I've opened up a lot of different Mac apps. I have tried to see how it would be useful if it was on a MacBook Pro. I still believe it is a gimmick. However, you can judge for yourself. If you want to try it out, you can download the Duet Display iOS app on your iPad, if you have one, and give it a shot. Maybe you'll think otherwise. There are certainly pros and cons to removing those function keys on a MacBook Pro, which brings me to my next topic. We all know there are fanboys of just about any product out there. And Apple enthusiasts tend to be more adamant about their company of choice than most others. Sometimes. And I came across an article that was really interesting just before Christmas, and I really wanted to bring this up in this week's episode. And the question that I'm going to ask all of you is, have Apple alienated the real Mac loyalists? I'm not talking about fanboys. I'm not talking about people who will buy any new Apple product just because it's the brand new Apple product. I'm talking about the people who use Mac computers for everyday purposes in their personal, their work lives, professional settings, and has Apple alienated those real loyalists that choose Mac hardware for very specific reasons? And what I want to do first, this article was published on Bloomberg.com, the article that I found. I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes. But as I read this article, I also came across a friend of mine who is a Mac user who uses Macs in the professional setting every day. And this was his response, a written response. He posted it on Facebook, and his name is Brendan. And I want to make sure I read it and I get what he was trying to say right. So this is what Brendan, my friend Brendan, had to say about Macs and Apple alienated Mac users. So he says, Macs may only be 10% of Apple's sales, but it is their core, the foundation of your house. People who use Macs professionally definitely feel left behind. You got rid of the 17-inch MacBook Pros, and the new MacBook Pros got rid of the function keys that give you a touch bar so you can find emojis faster. Who cares? My custom-built MacBook Pro from 2011 is still faster than most basic models. How can that be? You got rid of the matte screens on your iMacs and MacBook Pros and gave us shiny screens, which reflects room light perfectly into our eyes while you try and color correct an image. He goes on to say, I'm dying to give you $4,000 for a new Mac Pro, but you haven't upgraded the thing since 2013. Macs still work better with most media software than PCs, but I'm not sure how long that will last if Mac doesn't change its trajectory. And if my desktop, the computing core of my universe, isn't a Mac, then why would I buy an iPhone or Apple Watch anymore? I don't need a thinner, lighter computer with more battery life. Am I taking it for a jog? I don't need a phone with a better camera. I don't need a $500 watch when a Fitbit is just as good. What I need is a powerful desktop with plenty of screen real estate that will switch between programs that are greedy for processing power without a flicker. So that's what Brendan has to say about Apple alienating Mac loyalists. And his thoughts were right in line with some of the things that I have been saying recently. When I look for something like a computer, I need it to be powerful for certain things. I need things to work well. I need the processing power to edit videos. I need it to be powerful enough with really great hardware so that I can get things done quickly, easily, and without any problems. And over the last few years, what I have seen is a constant disappointment release after release of new Mac computers, to the point now where I am considering other options. To give you an example of what I mean, over the last few years, I have seen Apple remove CD drives. I have seen fewer and fewer ports on the Mac computers themselves, removing things such as FireWire, which is an older type of interface. I'll give them that. And removing things such as Ethernet port. And now the new MacBooks, they only have a few ports on them. So anytime that I need to get something done, I've got to use an adapter. So what this means, if I want to control my audio mixer, I have a FireWire interface. It's a relatively new mixer. I've only had it maybe a year at most. It still uses FireWire. So I've got to have an adapter for that. And if I want to connect to that wirelessly, I've got to connect to a wireless router via Ethernet cable, so I need an adapter for that. And it seems to me like more and more I'm going to need an adapter. And if I want to use a new MacBook Pro, the ones that were just refreshed with the Touch Bar in October, now they're moving to USB-C. So I'm going to need an adapter for that to go to some sort of dock so that I can connect all of my interfaces. So I need to have an adapter that goes to a dock, to more adapters to be able to connect all of the things that I use to be productive. Now, what Brendan was saying is the older computers are still working great, and there is a wide range of customers out there who are willing to spend the money on quality computers. The Mac Pros haven't been refreshed since 2013. The MacBooks, yes, they're getting thinner and thinner, but they're not able to do as much as they used to in the past. And if we're going to switch away from Mac, why use iPhone? Why use iPad? Those are the things that are sort of bringing all of our resources together. And one reason why we think positively of Apple. So yeah, I definitely agree that professionals who use Macs are sort of feeling left behind as we move towards newer iPhones that, again, have less functionality, removing a headphone jack. Now, when I use my iPhone, I often will plug my iPhones into a stereo at work in my office, and I use that headphone jack. And if I want to do that in the future, I can't have my phone charging at the same time. I've got to unplug the charger and plug my headphone jack into another adapter to make it go into the Lightning port. And I'm really concerned about what's coming out next. If they just refresh the MacBook Pro, do we have a relatively major concern here as far as what's coming out next? The iMacs haven't been refreshed in a really long time. Now, there is good news here. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. And a different article quotes the Apple CEO Tim Cook as having great desktops in our roadmap for the future, that they haven't given up on the computer itself. And he says, if there's any doubt about that type of thing with our teams, he says, let me be very clear. We have a great desktop in our roadmap, and nobody should worry about that. He says that the Apple desktops are very strategic because performance desktops are really important to a lot of people and even critical for some people. The Apple iMac, the 5K version with the 5K display, is one of the best desktops Apple has ever made. But we really need to think about who they're trying to sell computers for. Are they trying to sell for the sake of just having less and less functionality? Are they trying to, once again, tell us the direction that they think we should go, whether it's removing CD drives or Ethernet ports or FireWire ports, and trying to show us a future with USB-C? I, for one, agree with most people, and that is we do not want thinner, lighter laptops. Make a model that's thinner and lighter for those who want it. But we really need to get back into hardware that is a powerhouse for people who are creative, such as audio engineers or graphic designers or photographers. Because things like iMovie have been whittled down over time in functionality. There are things that I used to be able to do in iMovie that I can't do anymore. And so I do feel a little bit of alienation from Apple as far as what I once could do with Apple products that I'm now struggling to continue to do. A lot of these computers haven't been upgraded in at least over 400 days. Now, I'm not asking for a new product every year. you know, but I'm asking for them not to forget about the people that really need their products, the people that really have spent years working with Apple products, creating their own businesses to use Apple products, and not to leave those people behind. And what do you think? Do you think that Apple is alienating their customers? You can send me some feedback. You can send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. There are many different camps out there that use Apple products for many different things. And I'm speaking very generally about one type of user here. There are very many more people out there who may have a different opinion, and that's okay. I'd like to hear some of your opinions on that. I really hope, and it is my hope, that in 2017, all of our questions are answered. And I really hope that we have a next generation Mac Pro for users that need what the Mac Pro used to do. It used to be able to interchange parts on the MacBook Pro, on the Mac Pro. And you can't do that now with the garbage can shape computer that they have put out in 2003. So I hope there's new iMacs in 2017. And I believe that there will be new releases coming out soon that sort of answer those needs. And I would hope that Apple is listening to all of those users out there who don't want gimmicks. They don't want magic touch bars so they can put emojis in their social network feeds. They want to get work done. And I really hope they don't forget about all of us who have, over the last 10 years, really worked hard to stay with Apple, even through all of the major changes that have been happening. So we'll see over the next few months. I'm not going to dwell on this any farther. I just think it's really interesting hearing opinions that are outside of this podcast. And I thank Brendan for letting me use his post on the podcast this week, because it says so much about everyday users of Mac who feel the frustration and want to be an Apple user, but they don't want the gimmicks. And I sort of feel that pain too. And hopefully in 2017 we'll be able to at least make a step closer to all that usefulness that we had once before. Moving on now, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the Remix OS player that I mentioned last week. As I mentioned, I was looking for a inexpensive Android device that I could just test out Android apps on. Well, I ended up choosing the Amazon Fire HD 8, but before that, I took a look at Jide.com, and I was looking at the Remix Mini, which is a mini PC built on the Android platform. And I didn't go that route, but I was curious about the Remix OS player, which was an emulator for Android apps that you can try on any Windows computer. And last week I mentioned that it was for Intel computers only and not AMD computers. And if anybody has tried the Remix OS player, I'd like to hear from you, because the Windows computer that I have happens to be an AMD computer. And I did try it just to see what would happen, and I could not get the Remix OS player even installed. So if you've used Remix OS player, send me a message and let me know what you think about it. I'm curious for people out there who have Windows computers who may want to try Android apps from time to time. And let me know what you think of that. In the meantime, I did get an email from the Door-to-Door Geek from Podnuts, and he actually had a Remix Mini that he has sent my way, which when I return back to my office, I should have waiting for me when I get there. So I'm anxious to try out the Remix Mini Android PC, and that I will probably save for next week's episode and let you know what my thoughts are on that. So, in the meantime, if you'd like to support Podnuts, go over to podnuts.com and hit the support button, the download button. I'm sure they would appreciate any support that you could give. And if you'd like to help me in my creative ventures, you can go over to www.patreon.com/mrptech, or you can even just go to my website and hit the donate button over there, mrptechreviews.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is going to end this week's episode. Next week, we're going to continue on our way, and we hope to keep mixing it up week after week. I hope you're enjoying these episodes. Give me ideas of what I can do in the future. I'd love some ideas for show topics. And as always, I try to keep it family friendly. You can send me a message. You can be an email, an audio message of any kind. I'll post it on the show here for you. And thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.